Welcome back to the Irresistible You podcast. This is episode 153. And today, you guys, we are talking about how to get your glam on now that it's spring. The weather is getting nice. We're getting the spring fever. We're wanting to do all the fun things again. And I want to keep this episode light and fun. And we're going to talk about getting your glam on. So before we do that, for those of you that are new here, this is the Irresistible You podcast, where I talk to you about how to ditch the body image issues, how to gain confidence, and how to lose the emotional weight so that you can look and feel irresistible no matter what size you are, no matter what age you are, no matter if you're trying to lose weight, you're not trying to lose weight, just trying to live your best life. We are all about trying to create the irresistible life that you crave. And that irresistible life that you crave is what you define. It's you living your best self. It's like you 2.0, okay? And so let's get into today's episode. I'm so ready for the warm weather. I'm so ready to be outside more. It's just like, I don't know, spring fever has hit me, guys. I don't know if it has hit you yet. We just had the weather here in Virginia Beach is getting nice. But then you know how it goes. Like, we'll have a nice day and the next day it's cold. So we're still kind of in that place. But we're getting enough to where it's like nice outside. We're able to get outdoors more. It's lighter. You know, the day lasts longer. The sunlight lasts longer. And we just had the yard cleaned up and ready to go, and I'm going to get me some flowers for my hummingbirds. I'm such a nerd. I never thought I would be someone that would be into that kind of stuff, but it brings me so much peace and zen and joy. And I have my little zen garden in the backyard, and we're getting ready to get the cover taken off the pool. And before you know it, it's just going to be full-blown summer, and I'm ready for that. And also, you know what it is too? It's what a new season represents, that renewal, that freshness, that, you know, just a refreshing time to kind of like, you know, hit the reset button and get out there and do all the things that you want to do and focus back in on your goals. So in this episode, I want to talk to you about how to get your glam on. And you're like, what are you talking about, girl? What does that mean? Okay, let's get into it. So in the Irresistible You framework, is a system that I designed through my own journey of body confidence, body image, you know, weight, and all of these things over the years that I put together when I realized these are the components that have been missing from my life that I've been trying to find through a diet. A diet is never going to teach me these things. And so one of the five guiding principles in that framework is called Get Your Glam On. And Get Your Glam On is more of the fun, lighthearted principle, if you will. But it's not just that. It actually goes a lot deeper. And it's ultimately what it's about is self-care, dressing to feel good in the skin that you're in now, not waiting around until you have the dream body or you lose the 50 pounds or life calms down or you know, we don't have time for that because none of that stuff is promised and none of that stuff is guaranteed. So, you know, seriously, all we really have is the here and the now. And if you're not trying to make the best of it with what you have right now, what's going to end up happening is your life is going to fly by and you're going to have that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, how's the year over already? How has it been 5 years? How has it been 10 years? And what the hell did I do for those 10 years? I sat there for 10 years, you know, feeling sorry for myself, telling myself it's going to get better. When it gets better, you'll do this for you. And when the kids calm down, you'll go get yourself some new clothes and just making all these promises to yourself. And then one thing turns to another and you wake up and you're like, well, where has all the time gone? We do not have time to sit around and promise ourselves when it gets better, when it slows down, when I lose the weight, when I have more money. You are who you are right now. And that doesn't mean that you can't be working on yourself. You should be working on yourself. You should always be working on yourself to learn, to develop, to improve. You should always be doing those things. And when we talk about get your glam on, one of the things that I find is that you know, when we feel uncomfortable in our own skin, let's say, you know, you've been dealing with weight for a very long time. Maybe you've always been the fat girl and you just don't feel that great in your skin. You don't have that confidence that you crave. We think because of diet culture that we're going to find our confidence in a weight loss program. Well, when I lose 20 pounds, when I show myself that I can lose 50 pounds, well, then I'm going to feel confident. And then I'm going to reward myself with some new clothes. But until I lose that weight, I'm not going to go and buy new clothes. I'm going to make myself suffer. It's almost like I'm going to punish myself for being overweight, and I'm not going to reward myself by wearing beautiful clothes that make me feel good now. And when you think about that, when you sit here and you take the emotions away and you can think about it from like an eagle looking down, right? And you get a bird's eye view on the way that you think. It's like, that is just asinine. Like, why would we do that to ourselves, right? So Get Your Glam On is about saying, okay, this is the body I have right now. I got my cellulite. I got my rolls. I got my stretch marks. You know, I'm two sizes bigger than where I would like to be. You know, my waist isn't as snatched as I had it 5 years ago, whatever, right? And it's like, but this is where I'm at right now. So I can either sit here and suffer by continuing to disrespect myself by wearing ugly clothes, old clothes, clothes with holes in them, clothes that are ugly, that look like shit. I'm going to punish myself until I do something, but I'm so depressed about how I got here that I don't even have the energy or the ambition, I guess, if you will, the inspiration, the motivation to want to change. So then you just see yourself stuck in this vicious cycle that seems to never end. You don't like what you see in the mirror body-wise, but then you take that body and you continue to disrespect it with the ugly clothes that don't fit, the ugly clothes that don't match your signature style. And when you do that, you're doing nothing for your self-esteem. You're doing nothing for your self-confidence. And what I have found over the years through my journey is that even if you're not in the body that you wish you could be in, or you haven't lost the amount of weight that you want to lose, right? If you decide, okay, this is where I'm at, I'm continuing to lose weight. However, I'm not going to wait until the weight. I am going to go ahead and I'm going to start, you know, experimenting with different clothes. I'm going to start experimenting with a different style. I'm going to start dressing the body I have. I'm going to stop sitting around waiting for the body that I wish I could have. Do you see the difference? Because there's a big difference there. And I think this because I used to truly believe this about myself, that we think that if we do that, if we get our glam on now at our higher weight, right? If we do that now, then somehow we're throwing in the towel and we're giving up because we are accepting this body. We are accepting this larger size. We are accepting the waist that's not snatched, okay? And that is where it gets twisted. That's where you're going to have to do the emotional work around your thoughts, because that's what you're doing right now. By wearing the old ugly clothes that you don't even like just because they fit, what you're doing there is you're accepting that that's all you're worth. You're accepting that you're not worth more. And wouldn't you rather do the opposite, right? And it's this also this thing of like living in two places of like, I can want to continue to lose weight while also embracing where I am right now. Because if I don't embrace where I am right now, how in the hell am I going to get to where I want to go? And when we embrace and when we live in the moment and when we dress the body we have now, that is not you throwing in the towel and saying, well, I'm just going to be this way forever. What it's actually doing is it's planting a seed of I'm worth a damn. It's planting the seed of like, no matter what size I am worthy. I am lovable. I deserve to look cute. I deserve to look sexy. I deserve to get my glam on no matter what size I am. And what we have to do is we have to train our brains that we deserve that no matter what the outside looks like. Because if you only wait until you're, you know, thin or you're at your goal weight to go buy the clothes that you've always wanted to wear, you are continuing to train yourself, to train your thoughts, to train your brain to think, oh, okay, I can only do nice things for me when I weigh dot, dot, dot. I can only do nice things for myself when I'm a size blank, okay? And if you do the opposite now and you start getting the clothes and, you know, putting yourself together, it's going to do so many different things. Number one, it is going to boost your confidence in and of itself, right? And that's why I say this module or this guiding principle is light, but it's actually not, because we tend to think that, you know, looks and clothes and self-care, you know, beauty things are vain, but they're not. They're not always just a surface level thing, because the way that you feel about yourself, guys, the way that you feel about yourself is the way that you will present yourself to the world. So when you don't feel good about yourself, you're going to present yourself to the world, you know, shoulders scrunched over, looking at the floor, you talk really low, you don't really enunciate your words, you wear yesterday's, you know, gym pants, throwing your hair in a bun for the last 4 days that hasn't even been washed, wearing clothes from 10 years ago that got holes and stains and faded and pills and everything else. Enough. We can't keep doing that. You know, when you take care of you and you package yourself up in a way that makes you feel confident, it does a lot of different things. Number one, it like, you know how it is when you feel good, like when you look good, you feel good, right? Like when you put yourself together, you got the cute matching outfit, you got your makeup on point, your hair's on point, nails done, feet done, the whole nine, and you walk out the house, like you just feel like a million bucks. You hold your head up higher, your shoulders are down, you talk to people, you look at people in the eye, you smile, you know, you come out with a different vibe. When you do the shit that you're doing right now, your vibe, your energy is like dark and gray and Eeyore, okay? No. So when you start doing this, when you look good, you feel good, right? And it's like this trickle effect. So then when you start feeling good, you start doing good. It's like, oh, you know what? I don't know what it is. It's like when you pull yourself together on a daily basis like that, you're less likely to roll your ass in the bed at the end of the day. You're less likely to just, you know, get lazy about stuff. You're less likely to throw yourself in a box of cupcakes. It just, you're less likely, you put your, you, oh my gosh, I'm like, ugh. You do a better job in your job even. I know for me, I show up differently in my work. I show up differently with clients. I show up differently with my projects. I show up differently with my children. I show up differently with everyone. And that shit is contagious, because then you start becoming this version of yourself that you've always wanted to be, and other people want to be around that. If you're walking around like the sad girl from Inside Out or Eeyore, nobody wants to be around that. You don't even, I mean, come on, guys, think about this, right? Oh my gosh, think about this. How much time do you even want to spend with yourself? That's a big one. That's a big one. Before people come into Irresistible You, there's really a thing where people are scared and anxious and nervous to be around themselves too long. They don't want to be alone with themselves. So if you don't even like spending one-on-one time with yourself, do you really think anybody else does? Yeah, probably not. So that's that kind of in a nutshell. There's a lot more to it, but that's kind of the gist of what Get Your Glam On means. And when I say the word glam, some of my like more natural girls. They're like, oh, and they're clutching their pearls and like, oh, like, okay, let's take it down a notch. Get your glam on just means, what does that mean to you? Like, and that's one of the things I do inside my program is I have you define what is glam to you. 'Cause what is glam for me is not the same as it is for you or somebody else. You know, if you want to be full on glam, yes, girl, let's do it. If that is not your style, it's not your style. So that's what that means. It just means defining what makes you feel your best. And you know what that is. Like, what is that look, that vibe, that feeling that makes you feel like the best, like that you own the day? That's what Get Your Glam On is about. So as we're going into spring, the weather is warming up. And I bet some of you are sitting there having that freak out. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm still here. I can't believe I'm still sitting here with these fat legs. Another summer, another spring. I told myself, da 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 da, it was the last time, blah 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 blah. All right. Let's say you didn't reach your goals. You're not where you want to be. You're not at the weight you want to be. Your legs don't look the way you want your legs to look. Well, you're here and you're alive and you're here now. So how do we make the best of it? We make the best of it. Number one, this is the number one thing of like getting your glam on. You need to have clothes that fit and flatter your body right now. So I know for a fact, because this is what I have lived through, that sometimes we go and buy clothes that we know don't fit as a way to force ourselves to get into the clothes. That never works. You're punishing yourself. There's no self-love and there's no confidence that comes from doing that kind of shit, right? You need clothes that fit you now. So there's that. There's also, and I talked about this a few episodes back when I was talking about how I had gone through and like rage cleaned my my closet. It's episode 149. And how sometimes when we're overweight or we've gained a big bunch of weight, and now we have a closet full of, it's like a store. We got size 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. We got all the sizes lined up, okay? And you're keeping ugly clothes, outdated clothes, clothes that are out of style, clothes that have holes in them, simply because they fit. They may not look good, they may not make you feel good, but damn it, they fit. And I'll just have to wear these clothes until I can get into the stuff I really wish I could wear. Okay? No. I need you to hear this, especially as the weather is getting hot. And I can't, it's like way back at the beginning of the podcast where I talk about, are you going to wear the shorts or not? Please find clothes that fit and flatter your body today. And please find clothes that are season appropriate. You need seasonally appropriate clothes. And what I mean by that is, girl, you better put those thick black leggings away when it is 85 degrees outside and 80% humidity. I mean, really, let's not do that. Let's just put on the shorts. If you're not ready for the shorts, go get you some capri pants. You're not ready for that? Go get you a long dress, a long summery maxi dress. We're going to ease our way into that stuff. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to sit around and sweat. We're going to be sitting there sweating our asses off because we're wearing clothes that are made for the winter. And I have done that in the summertime. I have worn a sweater and jeans. Like, nah, girl. And here's the thing. We do it because we're embarrassed. We're ashamed. We don't like the way our body looks. I can't believe I'm this big now. Blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the thing. You wearing that kind of stuff is not disguising your size. It's not hiding the fact of how much weight you've gained. It's calling more attention to it, and it's calling attention like, wow, she must really be insecure. If it's 85 degrees out and you're over here in a sweater, then clearly we all can see now. Not only, here's the thing, you want to hide the weight, but we can all see that you're overweight, and now we can also see that you're uncomfortable and ashamed of your body. And that's not a good look. We don't need to be ashamed and uncomfortable about our bodies. We just are. Like we just need to be. Okay? And just because you buy these clothes, again, doesn't mean, you know, let's say you know, you had to buy, you're normally a size 14 and you've had to buy an 18, okay? okay? Just because you go and buy the size 18 shorts or jeans or whatever doesn't mean you're locking it. I'm locking into that rate. It's not like an interest rate. You're not locking into an interest rate. You're not locking into that size. What you're doing is saying, I am worth a damn. I need clothes that fit me now, that make me feel good. And right now, I just so happen to be a size 18. And when these start to get big, because I will be taking care of myself and eating healthy and moving my body and losing my weight, and when I feel that these jeans or these shorts are too big, I'm going to donate them to someone that can use it, and I'm going to size down. And just make it that type of conversation with yourself. We don't need to beat ourselves up and, oh my God, I can't believe you, fat ass, you're an 18. Like, do you know how much better your size 18 ass will look so much better in a good fitted pair of size 18 pants than it does throwing on the stretchy pants that do not fit or flatter your body? Period. So number one, we're going to get into clothes that fit and flatter. And yes, even if you're not at your goal weight, even if you're the biggest you've ever been, there are clothes that will flatter the body you have today. Okay? Number two, girl, go put some makeup on. Seriously. Now, I know. I said earlier about, you know, what does glam mean? And some people may not wear makeup and blah, blah, blah. I'm a makeup person. Like, through and through. I am obsessed. I love makeup. I love over-the-top glam. I love it all. So the reason I love makeup is it makes me feel better. It makes me feel put together. It makes me feel beautiful. It makes me just feel, it's a way to be creative also, like just in the art of doing the makeup. And I just love the way I look when I have my makeup done, you know? And so you have to decide what that means for you. But I know for me, waking up, putting on a face of makeup, and my makeup varies. So like, if I know I'm just working from home today and I don't really have any meetings, I don't really have anywhere to be, then I do what I call my no makeup makeup look, which is a lot more simple. It's a 5 to 10 minute deal to get it on. It's a lot lighter, a lot less products. If I know I'm going out, like let's say I'm going to the club or I'm going to party or I'm going to a wedding or an event, we're going full top, over the top glam. Okay. And it took a long time of experimenting with makeup. And I remember when YouTube, oh my gosh, I'm so old. I remember when YouTube first came out and I discovered these makeup videos. I was always into makeup, but my makeup was not like it is now, or like I learned a lot through YouTube. And it takes experimenting. It takes a lot of practice if you're not used to wearing certain things, but you have to find a routine that makes you feel really good about yourself, okay? So that's second. Number three, our toes are out. Girl, if you don't go get a pedicure, go get you a pedicure. Please. Go get your toes done. Make them look pretty so you can put on the cute sandals and the high heels. And just, if I don't have my nails and my feet done, I don't feel like me. So I know as I've gone through, you know, what does get your glam on mean? For me, if my nails and feet aren't done, I don't feel like myself. And I had always told my, I've been getting my nails done, y'all, since I was 14. I'm 40 years old. So I've been getting my nails done a very long time. And I had always told myself, as long as I'm working, that is the thing I'm never going to let that go. And if I don't have nails, I just don't like how my hands look. I just like the style of nails, and it's just me. And I don't like just simple. I like, you know, the bling, and I like my crystals, and I like all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you don't have to like that. You can have short nails. You can have just, you know, clear, polished, manicured hands if that is your thing, okay? I am never here to tell you what to look like, how to look. Society has done that for us for way too long. What I'm here to tell you is, find what makes you comfortable, what makes you feel irresistible, and do more of it, okay? So yeah, get your nails done. And when you get your feet done, I usually get a gel pedicure. And it's like that just means the polish. And that polish does not chip off as easily as regular polish. Like, I'm looking right now. I have, like, I actually picked, it was called Barbie Pink, I think was the color. And it's been a couple weeks, guys. And, I mean, my nails look like they did when I left. My feet, my toenails. My nails, no. I'm going today to get those done because they are looking rough. Because I just haven't had a free moment to really go do that. And also, with everything that had been going on with Chewy, my Chihuahua, it just wasn't, it wasn't my priority the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks was his surgery, getting him feeling better and taking care of him. So now I need to go take care of me today. Okay. Let's get our nails and our feet done. Okay. Number three, that goes right into it, because now you got your cute feet, we need to wear cute shoes. So I love a good high heel. I love cute shoes. I just love heels. I would say, this is going to sound so vain, but it is what it is. That is like one of the few things. Okay, I love working from home. I have worked from home full time since 2010. Yeah, 2010. And I would say one of the things I dislike about working from home is I don't wear high heels as often, because I'm in my office, I'm at home. I'm not going to wear heels up and down my hallway. Like, I'm just not. And I do miss that. So I would say, you know, get yourself some cute shoes. They don't have to be high heels. Get some cute sandals, get some cute flats, get something cute that makes you feel pretty and makes you feel irresistible. And let's put those shoes on. And then to kind of wrap all of this up, and this is kind of encompassing everything that we've talked about, but you need to go and define and create a signature style. What does that mean? It's everything I've been saying. What makes you feel irresistible? What is the look that you want to have? Do you see certain women and you're like, man, like, I wish I had clothes like that. I wish that was my style, but I don't even know how to do that. It's about defining what that style is that you want to have. And also defining a style that is realistic with the life that you live. So I know, like, for me, it's like, okay, you know, I do work from home and I am here in my office a large majority of the time. I probably need more clothes that are like athleisure, cute, that like you feel put together, but you're also comfortable. That's kind of one of the things that I love. And I also love, you know, dresses and heels and all that, but I'm not going to wear that for the most part when I'm just sitting here working, right? So your signature style is just what makes you feel you. Like I said about me, it's the long nails, the crystals on my nails. If I don't have big hoop earrings, guys, I feel like a lost puppy. I can't do little studs. I got to have my big gaudy hoops. My perfume is a part of my signature style. Like, do you have a signature scent? Like, my perfume, to this day, people will tell me they smell it and they think about me, right? And, you know, so it's that your hair, your make. Like I said earlier, I have a no makeup makeup look that I know, okay, today I'm just going to be working from home. I don't have any calls. I don't have any videos to record. I'm just going to put this on. And I know exactly what to grab. I know exactly how to do it. It takes me 5 to 10 minutes and I'm done, right? That's part of my signature style. If I know I'm going out or I have an event, I have a whole nother style and I don't have to think about it. So that's really what that is. And so I always encourage people, if you don't know where to begin, go on Pinterest, make yourself a private board. You can make it public. I don't care. And you just start to pin outfits, hairstyles, makeup looks, things that you would like to try so that you can start to figure out who you, because the thing is, right, if you don't know who you are, and for a lot of you listening that are just getting into this irresistible you journey, you probably don't really know who you are right now because you've never taken the time to get to know yourself. So if you don't know who you are, you don't know what style you want to reflect who you are. Okay, that's a good place to start. Another thing I like to do, I love Instagram. If you're on Instagram, when you are looking at people's photos, you can save those photos to a collection that's private on your Instagram. So for example, if you're scrolling, there's a little button, not a button, like an icon under the person's picture, and it looks like a flag. And if you click on it, it saves that picture to your collections, and then you can create collections. So for example, I have different collections. Like I have meals I want to try, outfit of the day, makeup looks, nail looks. I had a Disney one when we were going to Disney. I have some other like business ones when I see, you know, certain things that I think like ads or whatever that I like the style. So, you know, between Instagram and Pinterest, I think you can really start to pull inspiration from the things that you see. And yeah, so that's it. We need to find clothes that fit. We need to get our makeup routine going. We need to get our nails and our feet done. We need to put on some cute heels, some cute sandals, some cute shoes, and we need to create a signature style. And all of those things are going to help you to get your glam on. And remember what I said earlier. You're going to also need to work on the thoughts and the emotional work that's coming with this, because you're going to feel resistance of like, oh, no. No, 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 no. I can't do this until I lose the weight. I can't do this until I'm down to a size 12. Yes, you can. The only person holding you back is you. So you need to work on, what is the thought that I'm having? What is the inner fat bitch telling me that I can't? Why is the inner fat bitch telling me I can't do this right now? And work on that. So we can continue this conversation over in the free Facebook group. You can let me know in that post, how are you going to be getting your glam on in the next couple weeks? What is it that you're going to be working on? What are you going to do for yourself? You know, and it goes beyond just the things that I'm talking about. Obviously, we can't talk about everything in one episode, but just defining, what is the style that you want? How do you want to feel? How do you want to look? Because, you know, here's the thing, guys. I'm using air quotes, like we have to say looks don't matter, blah, 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 right? But the reality is they do. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, whether you like it or not, the way that you show up in the world, the way that you package yourself, the way that you present yourself is how people are going to see you. That is the impression that people are going to have. And it's not just for other people. I want to show up a certain way when I walk in a room. I want to show up a certain way when I go to an event. I want to carry myself a certain type of way. And so it's so important to work on the emotions. It's so important to do the inner thought work. It's so important to do all of those things. But you also have to think about, now, how do I want to package myself up, and how do I want to present myself to the world? Because here's where the rub is, right? If you want to be a boss, if you want to be a successful businesswoman, if you want people to take you seriously, and you show up with stained clothes, a greasy mom bun, who the hell is going to take you seriously? And I think about this sometimes. You know, we all have those days where we just got to go, and we roll out looking a mess sometimes. It happens. And I think about, oh my gosh, if I roll out like that and people say, oh, what do you do? And I mention, oh, well, you know, I have this podcast and this program. Oh, what is it about? Oh, it's about, you know, helping women feel confident in their own skin. And they're looking at me like, like there's a mismatch. Do you see what I'm saying? There's a huge mismatch going on. It's like, oh, you look a hot mess. You don't even take care of yourself, but you're over here teaching people how to do it. Yeah, nah, I'm good. I don't need to listen to that. So like, think about that. It's almost like creating your brand. Like, who do you want to be? What is the brand of you? How do you want to present yourself? Not to do it for other people, but so that you can feel good, look good, and do good. And then the people that are meant to be around you, the people that you are meant to attract or are not, that will all happen naturally. It'll all help weed out the people that don't need to be around and attract the people that you need in your life. There we go. So let's go ahead and end it on that note. We can continue this over in the free Facebook group. Just type in Irresistible You Podcast, look in the group section, fill out the questions. We will let you in the group. You can also keep up with me on Instagram. Yes, I do share things related to the podcast, but I also give you more of like my life, me as a person, Amy, Amy's personal life, more behind the scenes stuff goes on over on Instagram, and I am there at Irresistible Icing. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you love it, if you love the podcast in general, I would love for you to leave a rating on review on the podcast app of your choice. Thank you so much for listening. I will catch you in the next one. Until then, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.